This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Programs for the poor are poor programs. I'm not sure who to attribute that expression to, but there's little doubt what it means. Programs for the poor run by government at all levels, from the federal government all the way down to townships, are perpetually starved for resources. That's why you have to admire the genius of those who designed the biggest social welfare program on the planet, Social Security. Even though it was founded on the premise of helping the poor, it opened its doors to every working American. The fact that everyone, not just the poor, could participate led to its meteoric growth, and within a few short decades, its political invulnerability. But that popularity also created inefficiencies, distortions, and tremendous bureaucratic inertia. Because they offer universal coverage, programs like Social Security and Medicare are doing much more than simply taxing the rich to support those of more modest means. They're also taxing people of modest means that pay for each other's needs. Even under efficient administration, the overhead associated with conducting these trillion-dollar transactions is immense. I'm Patrick Brown.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.